Hello, hello, and happy Monday, everybody. I'm here along with my good friend, MM2K. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing fantastic, man. Hey, we're about to have another interview that I'm sure will just blow viewers away. I can't wait, man.
Exactly. I mean, before we get to our interview here, let's just chat for a few seconds about this past Saturday. Oh my gosh, the Stadia Community Day on Saturday was just jam-packed full of amazing content creators. I was able to participate along with, I don't know, how many other people did we have there? 20 plus others that probably that streamed along and just had so much fun all day long and even into the early hours of the morning. It was fantastic. We had an amazing turnout there. Lots and lots of people just having fun and playing games. And that's what it was all about. And so looking forward to the next one here in the near future. So it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great times. I enjoyed it. Everyone else seemed to enjoy it. We had thousands of views. So it was great stuff, and we're looking to do it again. You know what I mean? So we'll be reaching out again to the community for another great action-packed event. It's only going to get bigger and better and more fun, so I can't wait. Yeah,
exactly. So last week, we heard news of a game coming. A new game was announced that's coming to Stadia. It was from Carson Kelly Games, an indie developer. And as soon as we heard the news, I immediately reached out and spoke with Carson and asked him, Carson, I'm excited about Talking Dogs. Would you like to come on Stadium Connect North, talk with the Stadia community? We can share information about the game, maybe learn something new and just have fun. And you know what? Immediately Carson said, you know what, John, let's do it. So we were able to schedule our live interview today, and I've been so excited to talk to Carson about this game, and it's just, you know, it's going to be fun. And I know MM2K, Carson came into one of your streams and was got a little glimpse of some of the goings-on here or there. He was watching Stadium Connect North on Friday when Vivi and I were talking a little bit about it as well. So Carson's got his eyes everywhere. So without further ado, MM2K, I'm going to bring the man of the hour on here, the one, the only, Carson Kelly. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing very well, guys. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, we are so glad to have you. Now, there's a just for people in the chat that are wondering, there's a little glitch in Restream where Carson's icon, for whatever reason, isn't showing, but he's here. So rest assured, you know, we're not just talking to ourselves or the voices in our head. Carson's on the other end there. And the way we do this here is between MM2K and I, we're going to be asking some questions to Carson, getting to know him, some background information, maybe some information too about Talking Dogs. And then also, if you have any questions in the chat, we'll ask that you hold those till near the end after we've asked our questions here, because you may be wondering a question that we've got upcoming as well. We'll have definitely the time for the questions from the chat there, and it's going to be a fantastic time. So I'm going to let MM2K kick it off here, and go ahead, my friend.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Carson, thank you so much again for joining us. I mean, it's great to get the insight on games like yours that are coming to the platform, and just a little bit of background on you. So again, these opportunities, we always are excited to go through with the developers. And thank you again for joining us today. First off, for the people that are listening and those that are within the Stadia community, can you introduce yourself for those who don't know, who you are, don't know what Carson Kelly Games is about, and tell us a story about, tell us the story, rather, about Carson Kelly Games.
Well, hello, everyone, Stadia community. It's nice to meet you in hopefully gooder terms compared to your friends over at Reddit. Carson Kelly Games is just ran by me, one person. I know some people may think it's a AAA team. It's not. Trust me, if it was, that would be pretty cool. But it's just me, a one-man show. Not a show, but you know what I mean. I've been pretty much playing video games since I could walk. Started out with the PS2. Then over the years, worked up and stuff from the PS2 onwards. Okay. Not really good at this live interview thing, but I'll get there.
Sorry, no, it's okay. No. It's cool. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah, that's cool. It's definitely, you know, relaxed and it's just chill here. You know, maybe yeah. Just, you know, you're talking a little bit about some of the gaming stuff. Like, how did you get into developing games?
One day I was just thinking of concepts for a game. One, dogs. I have a dog, grew up with a dog. Mm-hmm. And I just thought one day it would be cool to bring a game to life. Then I watched one. Actually, Talk of Dogs is also backed by another inspiration. Legendary Disney movie called Homeward Bound. That's pretty much the main inspiration of how Talking Dogs is, because one, you're going on an adventure to find Glenn, who's a German Shepherd. Very cool right there. And over the years, development just seemed fun, but I knew it would come with a price. Read it. And with that price is good. It's been a journey from Unreal Engine 4 to now Unreal Engine 5. It's been interesting getting there.
Awesome.
Ah, damn.
No, that's cool. No, that's cool. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. So how did the formation of the studio come about?
One day when I had to pitch the game to partners, I had to have a studio name. And I was like, okay, it's getting real now. So at the time, I couldn't because I was a bit under the age of to register a company. So I had to wait bit. But I was like,
okay.
I always was like, I'm going to keep it going. Then when I'm eligible, I'll do it. So I did. It took me 20 plus times to pitch it to PlayStation. I never gave up with them.
Wow.
But when I got the call that I got approved for them, out of all places in the world, I was at a McDonald's parking lot eating a burger. And I was like, man, what if it don't happen? They called me.
That's so awesome.
That was cool there. Then after some time, I did have a placeholder name called BioWater Arts, which was just a placeholder until the Carson Kelly Games legal backend gets approved and stuff. So that all got done. Then I made the switch. And yeah, I'll probably say within 2019, 2020, I formed Carson Kelly Games, but I've been creating the games for the past 4 or 5 years, if that, like prototypes and such.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
That's been awesome. A journey.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, Carson, who are some of the partners? I know you said you're a solo developer, but are there some partners that you may have that have helped on some games or helped on some concepts along the way?
Yes. One of them that is Sony, PlayStation. I'm honored to be partnered with them. And recently announced Google Stadia.
Yes.
It's been fun there. Awesome. Who else can I say? Valve, the PC platform with Steam. They're great people. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody listening in the chat who plays on Xbox, tell ID at Xbox to sign. Let's sign a deal. I've been trying with them for about 4 years. They're very hard. And with Nintendo, too.
Isn't that something? Google, so Google beat ID at Xbox to the punch. That's interesting.
Yes. Wow. Yes, they did.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
It only took 2 times to get into Stadia, which I'm amazed about.
No, that's great. Yeah. No, and you bring up a great point because people make it seem like it's like trying to break into Alcatraz in order to, you know, maintain a contact at Stadium or whatever. And that's why these interviews and the knowledge base that you guys give is so important. That was very important for you to explain right there. Good stuff.
But some things I can't touch on because of NDA
exactly.
and partners.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, we want you to stay a partner, Carson. We want to be able to play this game. So absolutely. Absolutely. So Talking Dogs wasn't the only game you had in development. If you can tell us, can you tell us about Uprising and why you canceled that development?
Uprising was very special. It was Dead Space and Last of Us if they had a baby together. It was very dark and gritty. Oh, wow. With also some Gears of War inspiration. It was not a kid game. Very dark. There was many reasons why I canceled it. I do not mind going on about this one. Mm-hmm. It was canceled. One, the main character of the game, it would immediately get backlash. And two, which I was very, very sad about and unfortunate because I think people would love the character, but knowing how the world is nowadays with some things, sorry to get there, people would get offended. So I was like, you know what, that's a reason for it to get canceled, but it could be good in the end. And number two is, it was a big project for one person. So I was like, I can't do this on my own. I could probably just do Talking Dogs, and maybe someday, if the game gets picked up or funded down the road, I could bring Uprising back. Because I would love to bring it to Stadia, but that game would not appeal to kids. Mostly people above the age of 20 to 50, maybe even 60 would love it. Because it's also like The Walking Dead 2. It was like Walking Dog grittiness. From season 1 to 5.
Okay.
I also took inspiration from Resident Evil for that game. If I had any video clips of Uprising with me today, I would show you guys, but you'll probably get a copyright with all the blood on it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? I can tell you this. This is a very diverse group, and some of the I don't want to say, how can I say this, John? Some of the Mensa candidates that you may have run into in the Reddit, right? Like that would have actually been up their alley. They're very siloed and they don't look at the big picture. You know what I mean? But that's something that probably would have whet their appetite. So you have a barrage of different gamers on this platform. So that actually, that sounds like a very cool concept as well. But it sounds like that you had to put priorities first. And Talking Dogs just made sense right now at the time over that game, right?
Mm-hmm. Talking Dogs is, it's nearing completion. It's in post-production phase. And the release date will shock people, but from a video game, I'll always be a gamer first, no matter what. Mm-hmm. So when I play a game, I want to make sure it's good for everybody. Then when I'm on the developer side, I'm like, wow, I have the power to, you know, if I want to, I can push it further. And that's what I did. The release date will shock people. Yes, it's 2023, but it will shock people. But it's the best thing to do to make sure everything's good.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, then I'm going to turn it over to John now. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry.
Alrighty. Yeah. No worries here. So, Carson, what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to talk about Talking Dogs now. And I'm going to go ahead and put up here on the screen for those watching here. Part of this is the teaser footage that you've released so far, and it's important to note that also, and it shows it there at the bottom here, the footage is not actual gameplay and subject to change and improve, which we'll talk about in a little bit here, but this is just something to give some visuals while, you know, for those watching here, that while we're talking about Talking Dogs. Let's start out. Can you tell us a little bit about the story of the game? Where does it take place, and who are some of the characters in the game that we'll meet or play as?
Talking Dogs is a, I believe it's the best time now to tell the Stadia community and other communities if they're listening. The game is very short. It's from 1 to 2 hours long. It also has no save feature. I will confirm that now on the spot. It has no save feature because it is a short story. You will meet, of course, Phil. And not this Phil, everybody. You're going to be meeting a brand new Phil because I pulled a Sonic and I rebranded Phil. It's a brand new Phil. And I call him the new Phil because he's very more kid-friendly. This Phil here, he's old Phil. He's no longer active, I would say. But all the footage shown, released, is not from the current game because it's a whole different game. but it's still talking dogs. Mm-hmm. So June will be fun because, okay, there's a lot happening in June for everybody.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two.
Yeah, exactly. So can you, like, can you tell us?
Is he just filling in?
Yeah, you see that there? I was going to highlight that there, yeah. That's can you great. Tell us, like, the type of gameplay, like, that those playing, like, what we can expect, and how long has the game been in development for?
Game has most, I'll say in development probably for around 3 to 4 years, maybe 2 to 3 at tops. Okay. But the game, its gameplay definitely has changed when I played it a lot more during testing phases. In my eyes, I always thought it would be a platformer, but now it's looking like to be a 90% exploration with about 10% 3D platformer, which was originally pitched as. That's still good, though. I think people would like it. Maybe not the Reddit people. Sorry to call them out again, but I've been grinding my gears for a week, so it's time to get them.
That's right. Yeah. I love that. That's so funny. Okay, so can you tell us what engine you're using to make the game?
Okay. Talking Dog story development on Unreal Engine 4. Then in June of 2000, I don't know if I can mention that. I can.
Okay.
When Unreal Engine 5 released in early access of last year, I began porting Talking Dogs over in pieces. Okay. So it's been fun then. It's been about a year, coming up on a year. So it's been really fun using Unreal Engine 5. It's definitely new. The game looks breathtaking to me, but it's not always about the visuals. Can it perform well for everybody across all these platforms like Stadia, PlayStation 5, and PC? And performance, to me, a game could look a million times better than anything, but if it doesn't perform well, I don't want to play it. That's personally me. But, UE5 definitely helped a lot.
Okay. Yeah, so I was going to say is, like, was there a reason that you upgraded over to Unreal Engine 5? Does it offer, like, advancements, any benefits over Unreal Engine 4? Was it easier to program? Like, do you get better performance out of it? Like, can you maybe kind of explain those of what you can to our viewers here in the chat?
Yes. Talking Dogs currently on my PC. I can't tell you other platforms, but I'm on PC right now. It runs at a breathtaking 120 FPS, which is very, very insane. Well, on UE4, it was between a 48 FPS and a 60.
Oh, wow.
So as soon as I started testing it, I was like, I was shocked.
Oh, my gosh.
Because like, this is my game. Yeah.
And it looked good, too. The lighting, too, made it improve more from my production to...
That's awesome.
From preview lighting to production lighting. So when I built that within the engine, I was like, wow, this looks like, I won't say Toy Story light because that's years of experience, but it's almost to that caliber where it's currently at now with the new fill and everything.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. So I want to get on the website here, on your website, you've got some pictures here that we know, again, that this is from InEngine. Yes. This is the not the new fill or the Sonic eyed fill, but I just wanted to share, you know, some of the pictures here and for those watching and maybe if you can, you know, if you have any like brief comments on them, like, you know, what they are or what they mean in the game or any thoughts behind it.
Yes. Everything you're seeing on the website now is also old because the website's been in a month. Overhaul. Reddit community, this is for you. I know you're listening. So the website's been under a complete overhaul because I know it's there could be some grammar fixes and stuff, which is normal. I'm not perfect. I don't have a AAA development grammar police. So the website's been under a complete overhaul and will be going live in June alongside the release date, which is long awaited for me, which is cool and stuff. I know I've been reading all those Reddit comments, so I'm going to keep this in them. If that's okay with you guys, it gives me a headache the last few days.
Yeah. Oh, we can imagine.
We can imagine. We
can imagine here. Yep.
So, I can only feel how Cyberpunk devs feel. I feel bad for those guys every day, at least once. Yeah. They went for a lot worse.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk a little bit. And I know there are some things that you can't talk about. So as far as your partnership with Stadia, how did this all come about? Is this something that was just been in the works? Have you been talking to them for a while? What are your experiences with them? Like, people in the community are generally is to see on the developer side of things what their experience with Stadia is and bringing a game to the platform.
Myself, Carson Kelly Games, has been in talks with Stadia for two different pitches and over the course of a year. The first pitch was Uprising, but I'm reading the comments. Sorry, they're pretty funny over there. But damn, what was I saying?
Oh no, you said you did two different pitches.
Oh yes, there was two different pitches. The first pitch was rejected, which was Uprising, of course, because I also told the who I was talking about at the time. That Uprising will probably get canceled due to backlash on Reddit and some other things. And the Stadia person, I won't mention, that's under NDA, as crazy as that is, said it's okay, but when you have something like Talking Dogs, for example, reach out to me and we'll get that going. I also have to thank someone in the Stadia community, because without this person, I wouldn't have probably pitched Talking Dogs at Stadia. I'm going to mention his Twitter ad if I can find it, but it's like Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R.
Mr. 1030.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's right. Oh, great.
So I would like to give Mr. 1030 a shout out as well, because he's the one who first told me about Talking Dogs and was saying, John, you got to see this. You got to get Carson on the show. And we were just waiting for the official announcement. So a big, big shout out to Mr. 1030. I know he was in the chat earlier. This is just, this is just another example of the Stadia community reaching out to developers and getting games on the platform. So sorry to interrupt you there, but we'll let you... Go ahead.
And he's in the chat. Mr. 1030 is in the chat too. So keep it up, awesome. Ralph. Good job.
Well, that happened because of, I also announced at that strange timing was I canceled the Xbox ports for both games. And that community was wild up. And I was like, I got to step away and hopefully people can observe this. But I came back to a couple Stadia developers and they're like, hey, pitch your game again and we'll get it going. And over a year later since that, Talking Dogs was approved for Stadia. I was shocked because I thought it wouldn't be a good fit, but I also told him it would be a great fit because you have to sound good to these guys. Just a little bit. You don't want to kiss their behind, but you got to be a little good. But the pitch process for Talking Dogs was a phone call, a presentation, and after that I was told, hey, we're going to move forward. And I was like, wow. I was shocked.
Awesome.
But,
That's awesome.
To the Nerf report, I'm going to reply to your question. Do I mean by the Uprising outreach? Well, there was a couple communities that were not liking it because of how I was marketing at the time. It was only going to come out, I forget how it went, honestly, because it was so long ago. But Uprising was mostly canceled due to the backlash on it. People thought it was a triple A game, but it really wasn't. So I had to, since I was still at the time learning game development, I still am every day, I did in fact purchase assets from the Epic Game Store to help with development of that game, which is totally okay. It's not like I am doing some illegal stuff, like people are assuming.
Yeah.
Because I always had the receipts, Epic has the receipts, and people were just bashing about that. And I was just like, I don't want to take it anymore with this. So I was just going to Uprising. I hope to tell the story one day, but for now, it's on the shelf, and Talking Dogs is the focus from here on out, because Talking Dogs has a strong pipeline in my eyes. That's all I will say. I even teased it a little bit in the blog. I said games. Games. Keyword games.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Thank you, Google.
Awesome. Yes. Awesome. Oh, so then, you know, it sounds like you have your experience with Google and getting the game approved was
very helpful. Yeah, people.
It's been very good. So, and then you've been talking with them for over a year now. So it's again, it's not something, you know, that's just happened within the last couple of weeks or months, but it's now that
I
you're able to
go like that. But it takes a while.
We can sure. And it's just now that you're able to officially confirm it and announce it and things like that. And because of that, and because of Mr. 1030, that's why you're here on the show today talking with us and, you know, sharing all this great information with the community. It's just totally awesome here and great to hear. I'm going to go ahead and pass it off to MM2K. He's going to talk a little bit about the soundtrack in the game.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. But before I get there, if you don't mind, John, just to piggyback off of the great conversation you guys just had, I want to ask about Unreal Engine 5. So, again, I take this from a total noob when it comes to game development.
I'm
so,
still learning, man.
Gotcha. I gotcha.
It's a process.
You're saying that just as you converted to Unreal Engine 5, you automatically saw some upgrades in assets or lighting and certain features automatically, right?
Textures, lighting, of course, the gameplay and performance, which was four things I wanted to improve on, and they just did amazingly. Textures look a bit better now.
Amazing.
Not a bit better, but better than before. The lighting looks approved, but it's also not I don't need to go crazy with lighting for this game because it's not like it's Dead Space where...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I always love Dead Space, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Bring Uprising back. I really miss that game. Every day I think about it.
I know. So that's great. And I asked that question because a lot of people... when we talk about Unreal Engine's upgrades, they're not quite sure what that means to the developers. Does it mean that there's more capabilities out there, but the developer has to bend over backwards in order to use them? Or are there things that are happening automatically? And we heard the latter, and it sounds like you're validating that, which is great for developers, because the less you guys got to do to still put out the product that you want, it's all the better, right?
Epic Games has been... They're great people. I can't say much on how their engine is because
exactly. Gotcha.
It's I can see a Tim Sweeney's watching me now through the window. I mention that.
If Tim Sweeney's watching now, bring Fortnite to Stadia.
Exactly. Yeah, Tim. Do that.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Awesome.
That's so
funny.
Fortnite would be a great fit for Stadia.
It would. Yeah, it would.
So, and my piggyback question off of that, and I'm going to get to the soundtrack, is so this final version of Talking Dogs that's coming to Stadia will be the Unreal Engine 5 version, right? Meaning that if you can talk about this, I mean, we've heard this before, but it means that, you know, the Unreal Engine 5 version of Talking Dogs is coming to Stadia, meaning Stadia supports Unreal Engine 5, right?
I love that question, but I won't be the I won't be the first.
Okay, gotcha. We'll leave it at that. That's good enough for me.
Yeah, I just want to leave it that one.
I just want to throw it out there for longevity questions. We get people that are concerned and they're losing their hair's falling out over longevity, and I think that you just hinted towards the longevity of the platform because of the things that it's supporting. Great. Yeah.
What we could say is you'll be amongst the first Unreal Engine 5 games on Stadia. So that's
I'm probably one of them, but I am not the
only.
Yeah. Right.
Next conversation. I don't want to
Carson's got some inside scoop here, right?
Stop us at any time, because again, the goal is to get your game on this platform. We don't want to do the reverse. So yeah, stop us at any moment.
Yeah,
going too far. All right, so let's talk about the soundtrack. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Talking Dog soundtrack? Like who it's being produced by first?
Well, this will be amazing. It's me. I'm doing all the music.
Oh wow!
Like I said, when you're a solo developer, looks like someone in the comments already picked me off on my little games tease. We'll talk about that in June, Mr. VV Plays, because there's a I gotta shut up.
That's great stuff. Yeah, we're just dangling on the ledge. We're not going over, so that's good. That's good.
Yeah, can't go over it.
Yeah, exactly.
But the soundtrack's being produced by me off of Fruity Loops 12.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It's a music software, very cool software, and the original score as well. There's gonna be a bunch of music. The soundtrack will have like a lot of the music from the trailers, the teasers, and of course the game. Then the score will be like majority of the in-game music. Mm. We're just digging for more info. I want to share, but NDAs don't allow me to say nothing.
Absolutely, hey, we get it. We get it. I get it.
Awesome.
Cool. Achievement. So, what are some of the what are some of your inspirations for the soundtrack?
I would have to go with Hans Zimmer. Everything that guy creates is amazing. I don't know if you guys ever heard of him. You probably have. You guys been around for a while. Hans Zimmer created the Inception soundtrack. Beautiful. Interstellar, I believe, too. Beautiful soundtracks and scores. I gotta use the proper term, but it's very cool how that music is. So that's Snoop is always down for collabs.
Yeah, is there any chance? VV wants to know, is there a chance you could have a collab with Snoop for Talking Dog? Yeah, exactly.
That would be cool.
Maybe he can make a special guest appearance in there.
Yeah, I think Snoop said somewhere.
Like his tree.
just for a small minimal amount of what did he say? $150,000, you can get a Snoop Dogg feature. Yeah, so
that'd be great. Exactly.
That's like a whole anime.
Maybe you can run a Kickstarter for that one. We'll get Snoop on Talking Dog.
Yeah, Phil wants to try some tree.
Oh my gosh.
So a single from the game soundtrack was released earlier this month on May 4th called Dream Island. So John, if you can put that up there, let's take a listen to it.
Yep, let's go ahead and listen to this so everyone can hear.
You didn't have to stop to say it. You never had to put your heart on the line. And now we're at the crossroads making excuses just to stop and talk for a while. I can't believe, I can't believe you would break my heart.
Alrighty, so awesome. there's just a little bit from the soundtrack here, which we can hear by the comments here. Ninja Guy X in the chat is like, amazing track. He loved it the first time he heard it. Like, I was totally blown away.
I won't take all his revenue, guys. We already talked about that behind the scenes. Sorry to cut you off, John.
No worries.
And if there is a DMCA towards your way, let me know. And I hope not, because that'll be bad. Yeah. But let me know. We'll get to the bottom of that immediately. Hopefully there isn't.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, it'll be okay.
But yeah, guys, I would love to have the soundtrack out like prayed for the whole time, but knowing how YouTube is, it's like, I even got a copyright strike on my own channel for playing my own song. And I was like, are you serious? It's me! Yeah. Their system is very weird, man. You gotta be very careful.
Exactly, yeah. It is. Yeah, my son makes music. He makes tracks and stuff like that. He's inspiring to do that. And then he just came to me last week and said, "Dad, I got a strike for one of my own songs." I said, "Welcome to the world of YouTube, son." So, are there more tracks planned to be released? I mean, that was a great track. You have more planned to be released?
Yes, there is two or three coming. The next one will be coming in June.
Awesome.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Nice.
It's called Into the Cosmos, which, so write that title down because that's also a hint to the future.
Into the Cosmos. Okay.
This interview is full of Easter eggs. I love it. All right.
That's right. You know, we'll listen to this interview again in a couple of months, and we'll be like, hey, wait a second. Carson was giving us these little hints and nudges here and there. We didn't even know it.
Yep. Awesome.
That's awesome.
All right. With that said, I'm going to pass it over to John.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Alrighty. Someone guessed it in the chat. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Oh man! Someone guessed it. Yep, someone guessed it.
Awesome. So, yes, oh, TV, before, yes. before we go here, can we get the vinyl soundtrack? Ninja Guy X is wondering if there's going to be eventually, maybe around release time, a vinyl of the soundtrack. Is that something that would be possible?
My partners could do that, and okay. that is eligible, but we'll see. Okay. We'll see. If not, it can always be released down the line.
Yeah, definitely. And I know there was a question earlier. I was going to save it till after this, but since we're there, someone was asking about there being, merchandise for the game. Is that, again, something that you could be thinking about, like shirts, plushies, or stickers, you know, things like that? No, I mean, we're not holding you to anything, but is that something that you would consider, you know, if yes. there's a need or a demand for it, would that be something that you would say, you know, I see a lot of people asking for it. Sure. We'll do maybe like a plushie or a shirt or something like that. You know,
I thought about doing a plushie of the new Phil because kids would honestly love them. And yes. For other merchandise, like hats, shirts. I thought about it. I really did. But we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Okay. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but you know, we're very excited. So we have, there was a special guest. He couldn't make it live, but he recorded a question and I'm going to play it here for you. So let's see if we can go ahead and bring him on here and we'll see here. Hi, everybody. I'm Doggle, the Stadia Community Pup.
That's awesome.
Thanks so much, Carson, for coming on Stadium Connect North today. I'm really excited to play Talking Dogs. But I've got a question for you. I heard a rumor that you're going to be holding a showcase next month in June about Talking Dogs. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What are you going to show during the showcase? Thanks so much.
That's awesome.
Well, oh, right. So that was Doggle, the Stadia Community Pup.
I love it.
weighing in there. And so Doggles is interested in finding out about the showcase that's coming up in June. I know we talked about it a little bit. Is there anything, you know, more that you could say about it? Or
before I get to that, I would like to reply to someone's comment in the comment section before my time is up shortly. Achievements are something I always wanted, and that's something I will touch on in the future, but I am working on that, yes. It's a bit different from what I know, but I am know from the developer side, I'm going to get to the bottom of that. I definitely want that on, because people play games to get achievements too. And when I play, I should have mentioned this way earlier, but when I play Cyberpunk, it's also cool to get achievements on the Stadia platform. So achievements are good, and they're very, very needed. And thank you, Doggle.
Yeah.
A good boy.
Yes, a good boy here. Okay, so what I also wanted to do here, let's Doggle's video away. And we've got, I put a shout out to the community. about when the, you know, letting everybody know that our interview is upcoming, and wanted to share some of the community's, their own dog pictures themselves with us. That's here. Awesome. So I said, we couldn't be more excited to talk with Carson Kelly Games this Monday about talking dogs. If you're a dog lover, reply with a photo of your canine best friend and we'll show them during the interview. And so I kicked it off here. So I've got my dog here, Yoshi. He stays by my side all day and all night. He never leaves it. He loves to run and play and just have fun. And Milk Bones. He loves Milk Bones. So there's Yoshi here looking, awesome, posing for the camera. We've got hashtag media guy MJ Park says, this is Ophelia, our corgi, gearing up with the Founders Edition a little early for talking dogs. Now, Ian never had a dog, but he had Baxter for over 38 years, his stuffed puppy there. So that's awesome, adorable and cute. Yep. Death Alive here shared a picture of his dog as well. Robin, she says, this is my buddy Ernie. He lives my in-laws, but comes to stay every now and then. So there's Ernie there. So adorable and cute. Carmelo says, this is Spyro, named after my love for Nespresso coffee and my first ever dog. So there we go.
Sorry to cut you off, John, real quick, but Spyro the Dragon is also an inspiration for the new Phil, in a way.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, that's awesome. Okay. That's awesome to hear. Paul, Mr. Bayram Play, says, there's Cassie, his dog. She looks so cute there. And Andrew West, she loves me even though I don't live with her. Took her a while. So look at that. Looks so cute. Craig, Petter Games, this is Elsa and her beloved giraffe toy. Looks so funny there. And here's Dapper Tux. Love this. Here are my two dapper pups, Artie and Penny. They are the best little fur balls. Artie is more of a hermit, where Penny is outgoing and literally gets into everything there. So they're so cute and adorable. And we have some more here. Balcalmo, this is my best friend, the Great Skipper, posing there. It looks like around Christmas time. Tom, he's got his pup there with some pizza. Pizza's always a good time. And that was it. So I thought that would be nice just to share on the interview here, along with, keeping in theme here.
Yes.
So, so Carson, if you don't mind, would you be open to taking some more questions from the chat?
Yes, because they're guessing a lot of future things. Like, for example, the one teaser when it painted to the sky, and I told, I got to shut up. They're guessing it. They're guessing the future.
This is like the movie Mr. Deeds. Our chat is very, very sneaky. So they're good at extrapolating the secrets from you. So you got to be careful.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. So
that teaser, when it panned to the sky, it means something. Plus the track you mentioned earlier, everybody. Connect those together.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be awesome. Yeah,
very good. Very good.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So I know there was a question earlier. Granted, I know he likes to ask this. I don't know if I can find it exactly. So will there, make sure here, it's to do with the mouse and keyboard support and controller. So will you be, you'll be able to play it with a mouse and keyboard as well as a controller? Is that true or?
I want to have full control for everybody as best as possible, because I know on PC most PC games support all the controller inputs, and mouse and keyboard is number one for PC players, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm mostly not a PC gamer. But when I do occasionally play on PC, I usually hook up my controller. But I know there's a community out there that loves mouse and keyboard, so they're in the back of my mind daily when programming and stuff for them.
Okay. That's good
to hear. So, yes, there's going to be mouse and keyboard.
Okay. So, here's a question here. Will there be a multiplayer feature in the game, or is this just a single-player experience?
From the start, Talking Dogs has always been a single-player experience, so no multiplayer support is in development or in the plans for future.
Okay.
So it's just a single player experience straight through.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense here. Question from Ninja Guy X. As a game developer, what would you consider your best skill?
Maintaining patience. Now, seriously, I'm probably some of the level design. Even though I can still do better, I can always do better in everything. Mm-hmm. But I like to do the level design. Animation, I'm working on. That's my weakness. I will say that. Animation has always been my weakness. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's been fun. I love these guys in the chat.
Okay. So Vivi's saying there are trees. Trees have bark. Dogs bark. Will there be dogs in it?
We know that. Yes, there's going to be dogs.
There's dogs.
We can't say that. Yeah.
Yeah. The Nerf Report is wondering, are there any other games that you've worked on outside of Uprising and Talking Dogs, or are these your first two games?
These are my first two games I've worked on from start to finish in their own sense. But I have done playtesting for other major and continue to do so for other major publishers around the world, such as Ubisoft. I did playtesting for EA. Recently, I did a playtest for that. A game published was Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Quarantine. I did playtesting on that. I did playtesting on Ghost Recon Breakpoint. I did playtest for Anthem a few years back. I playtested the Division 1 and 2 in their earliest stages before the world knew it. I didn't think that. I always thought those games would spark, so I'm happy they did. And I hope a Division 3 happens someday. And yes, they're all shooter games, of course, so Uprising has a little inspiration there again.
Gotcha.
Vivi here in the chat says, if you need someone to model a 3D horse, he's got credentials. Oh my gosh. Someone asked here, it might be a little too early, says Carson, where can I send my email so I can play test your game? Is that something like, will you be doing maybe like a closed beta or play test of the game? Is that possible, or maybe aren't able to say at the moment?
I have the power to say anything because I'm the head honcho of one. But with my partners, they like to keep things quiet. Even I do. I even have to put myself on an NDA for certain things. So playtesting is very important to me, because when you guys see the release date, it would all make sense. But in 2023, playtesting will be mentioned. If needed, I'll be looking out for the community.
Okay, perfect. And there's another question here from the Nerf Report had. So is Talking Dogs, is that – were you part of the Stadia Makers program with Stadia where they helped with funding of the game? Or is this – no, you're just funding it all yourself?
Everything that is coming out – pretty much everything's coming out of my own pocket or – life savings for these projects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. That's good to hear. Ninja Guy X says, I really appreciate you coming on to the show, Carson, considering the NDAs.
Absolutely.
Yes, trust me. Stadia is very light on their NDAs, but with other partners, I'm afraid to even mention, because they're seriously not bad, but they're good to protect what they have, because with other partners, I know things that the world does not know yet, but they do in a sense. But
exactly.
I know you do too, John. With Best Buy, so you probably know a few things that I do. We'll talk off camera if you want.
Yeah, exactly. So one question I have here, and maybe we'll wrap it up after this is, and I know you can't confirm or deny it, but just is this again? This is something. Would you consider releasing like when Talking Dogs comes out under Stadia Pro? Is that something like you're aware of and would be open to if offered? Again, not saying that you have or anything else, but this is just a hypothetical question.
I have interest in these things, but the gaming community, let's just say the gaming community doesn't like one thing because it's a certain green brand, but I have interest in the I have interest in releasing to these services because not only do they help us little guys, yeah, you could also get an audience. So I do have interest in services like
Stadia
the
Pro.
One at the green brand, if that makes sense. Okay, I have interest in
that. Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We know. Yeah, we totally understand here. Awesome. Okay. So,
and I believe you wanted to mention the upcoming June festivities.
Yes. Yeah. So,
mention that.
Yes. Okay. Yep. So, yes. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, Talking Dogs is. I'm excited. It's going to expand. It's not just. Okay. The chat is very, very Easter eggs, so you always go back.
I told you, man. Like Mr. D, you got to ignore them because don't fall into their trap.
If you had to pick your favorite topic that's under NDA, what would it be? I love that question.
And Ninja Guy said, just to clarify, NDA is no dogs allowed, right?
Loud, yeah.
Oh, yes, is that.
Unbelievable.
But yes, oh all God. Seriousness, June's going to be exciting for me because Talking Dogs on the website, I mentioned it, is a franchise. Take that how you will, Stadia community. But if it's a franchise for a reason, I see something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll talk more in June, but.
Yep.
It's June's gonna be fun for everybody in video games. From I'll always be a gamer to the day I'm underground and gone.
Yeah.
But I'm now on the developer side. NDA lawyer here. Who let the dog?
Yeah, exactly.
I love this chat. They're very good.
Yeah. See, this is now. See, this is where you're getting to see the real Stadia community, right? Exactly. You know, it's laid back. People that you know that love and enjoy it. We're having fun. You know, we're chatting here just like we've been friends for years, and that's what it's all about. It's just you know, talking about games, playing games, and having fun.
Yeah, that's all about it in the end, but. Sometimes in games, sometimes games have VV plays. This dude is on me. I can't talk to this guy. He's gonna start guessing.
Vivi, no more cold brew, man. No more shots in your cold brew during an interview, right?
Talking Dogs has a film component.
Carson, I will say this, that the community, I mean, there's different takes, you know, like we see the Xbox community going through a civil war right now because a couple of games got delayed, right? So you always see that. But at the heart, and when you look at the community from 5,000 feet, we're very enthusiastic about the platform. We want to see more games on air. We're enthusiastic about it, and there's not doom and gloom over if it's not a triple A, it can't stay. That's not the entire community. That's just a segment of an echo chamber. You know, of course, I love triple A's just like the next guy. But we know the importance of games like Talking Dog because the average gamer will determine the average casual gamer will determine the success of a platform. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. So it's great to see games like this come aboard. Definitely.
And I'm very happy that Stadia is still alive. I know people want to see it fall like Game Pass. I shouldn't have said that because competitors. but people want to see stuff fall. I think Stadia will be around for a while. I know some people will shiver their timbers, but it's going to be around for a while, man. I really do. Yep. And I hope other cloud gaming platforms, you be my man. You guess some things, I'll say that. I have got you. I love this guy.
Yep. That's awesome. So Carson, the event in June, have you haven't officially announced the date yet that it's going to be happening. Is that something we can expect within the next couple of weeks to hear about an official date for when the showcase is going to take place?
I'm finalizing the gameplay reveal now. I just want to make sure it's perfect because it's gameplay. So this is where, it's my first time around. But I know some people won't like it, and some people will. So, it's going to be fun, exciting, and nervousing.
Yeah.
But, it's going to be announced very soon. It's more than Talking Dogs to the Revenge of Phil. Oh, man. That's a good title, man. That's a good title.
You might have to take that and copyright it. You know what I mean?
I love it. Revenge of Phil.
But showcase will be fun. Talking Dogs is a franchise. I have, like I said earlier, I have a strong pipeline of things. Vivi, I know you're listening to these keywords, so pipeline. Take that how you is.
There you
go. The naming for the sky in the teaser. The track name into the cosmos.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Where are we going next?
There you go, right?
Awesome. Or somewhere in the future.
Yeah, somewhere in the future.
Things, yes. Oh. There's a lot of things, man. Oh, wow.
All righty. So I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up here. Is there anything else, Carson, maybe that we haven't talked about that you would just like the community to know while they're watching, or, you know, just to kind of maybe a few goodbye words before we end the interview today?
Talking Dogs will expand to other things. I have a strong future with it. My partners are very interested in it. And Google is listening. They are listening. Take that as you will. I'm listening. Even you, Reddit community, even though we have some of you guys' comments I did take into good consideration, like the website needs some work. I've been working on that for like a month now. So anything up there now is not active. When I say that, I mean it's like not current. But the current, it's June's going to be a big month for me. It's going to be a blowout. It's not just Talking Dogs. It's
all around there.
It's bigger. And there's a lot coming from the big three.
Great.
The big three is, but Stadia is exciting. There's good criticism. Yeah, there's always going to be good and bad. I have to take it how it is.
Yeah.
Space Talking Dogs. I love space and I love dogs. Where can we go next? Yeah. Uprising was a space game. I'll say that.
So before we head out here, I had a poll in the chat here. It says, are you more of a dog or a cat person or both? And we're going to end the poll here. It was pretty decisive.
Yeah.
Let's see. Surprise, surprise. 66% of those watching who responded consider themselves a dog person, 22% cat, and 11% both. So very interesting there. Just a fun little cheeky thing to add to our interview here. And I just want to say thank you so much, Carson, for coming on the show here. Yeah, I mean, I know you were a little bit nervous at the beginning and probably a little bit hesitant after, you know, again, some of those things that we heard on Reddit and whatnot. But hopefully today we showed you, you know, that the Stadia community is more than just a small subsection there, and that we really are looking forward to Talking Dogs, the showcase in June, and whatever else you may throw into the cosmos for us on Stadia.
Plus, in the blog post, before we go, I'm sorry, we could go on forever with this, seriously. Because in June, you're going to probably want to schedule another interview with me. I'll just say that. It's
Okay. Oh, well, cool. You know what? Great. Yeah, that's
we'll be back.
We'll
start talking about that for sure. Okay. Yep. Wow.
But, that's amazing. I forget what I was going to say before we conclude things. But State of Community, thank you, Mr. I forget your name again, but thank you because you. During that time where me and the Green Brand, I canceled my port with them, you mentioned Stadia, and bam, that's how amazing. That happened. So thank you for that, dude.
That is awesome.
I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench into us close just real quick because I think that's real important before we end this. Yeah. So we hear a lot of times from people that maybe from that Reddit segment, Carson. It's not your job to go ahead and promote games and promote to developers for Stadia. But in the case of Talking Dogs, you just illustrated the game wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for that. So what are your closing thoughts on community members reaching out to developers that may not be aware that Stadia is a great platform for them? Now we got a partnership out of it. What are your closing thoughts on the community reaching out the way that they did to you?
I wish the Green Brain community would have what Stadia has, and that's asking the Green Brain. I say the Green Brain because
exactly
we're having some bad blood behind the scenes right now. I will say that.
Gotcha.
But I'm very thankful that Google, Sony, and Valve let me in. Google and Sony were the hardest. Valve wasn't too hard, but I'm always thankful for them. But yeah, the Stadia community, if you guys want a game on your platform, get loud. I'm serious. Because I'm serious. Like, it's a growing platform. VV, yes, that's what Green Brand is. yes, if you guys want a game on your platform, just get loud with Google, its developers, and that's what kind of happened to me.
Yeah.
Carson needs the Green Brand. You heard it here first. No, I have all the platforms, man. It's just I wish they would be more upfront to their program.
Yeah.
So let us little dogs in, but yeah.
and you know what, Carson? This is from the many different developer interviews that we've done.
Exactly.
It's the same. We get the same response is that, yes, being vocal on social media, reaching out to developers does make a difference. As long as it's done in a respectful way, you know, with good intentions. You know, we've seen the fruits from this, and this is just, you know, Talking Dogs is just another example of the community. And in this instance, specifically, Mr. 1030, reaching out to you, talking with you, and, you know, mentioning Stadia. And
fun fact, sorry to cut you off again. I'm very bad at that. But
no, it's okay.
He was the first person to know about the Stadia announcement because I sent him a GIF and saying, it was like a funny little GIF and saying, stay tuned for a few Monday. But then I had to postpone it because some things behind the scenes. But he was like, no way, really? And I'm like, I don't know, is it? And he was awesome. Then he let me know about you guys, and we're here.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We can't wait to June. That's what I was going to say. We can't wait to talk to you again in June. As soon as we can, we'll get that scheduled. And this is, you know, this is why I love to do these live interviews where we can interact with the community. You can see how everybody is, and Vivi as well. So nice, tongue in cheek, and others. You know, we're all just very thankful and so happy.
Exactly.
And we're a very tight knit family. So again, appreciate you coming on the show here, telling us about Talking Dog, giving us some Easter eggs. You know, this last hour has been fantastic, and we can't wait to see you again in June.
Yes, you will. We will be. You guys are gonna be looking back on this interview and like, wow, he said a lot. And like somebody said, hopefully he doesn't lose his contract by June with stuff he's saying. I hope so, Twisted Barber.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you again so much. Thank you, MM2K. Thank you, Carson. Thank you, everybody in the chat. We really do appreciate it. Please, if you enjoyed today's interview, hit that like button. Leave a comment on the video. Let Carson know what you think about Talking Dogs and if you are excited for June. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of the Monday, and we will see you all again real soon.
Thank you for having me, everybody. Peace. Thank you.
Yep.
All right.